Good morning. It's Super Talk 99.7 WTN. This is the Steve Gill Show. Some of the other items that we're watching this morning, a terror plot targeting Ohio Mall was foiled by the feds. We talked earlier this morning with Asa Hutchison, the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, who made the announcement. Asa Hutchison, Undersecretary for Homeland Security and in charge of border and transportation in particular. Great job.
Well, thank you. It is a good case. It's an example of great cooperation between the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Homeland Security ICE agents. This is an example of where our immigration system was abused by someone that wanted to hurt America. In this case, it was a terrorist plot to detonate a explosive device in a shopping mall. We're delighted that this was foiled, and America is safer because of it.
We are at risk all over this country because we have an unlimited number of soft targets just like these shopping malls.
Well, that's a good point, and I don't think we ought to overly alarm America, but at the same time, we have to understand that there is a vulnerability not just in the large urban areas, New York City and L.A. and Chicago, but also whenever you look at this case, it's Ohio. Iman Ferris is a truck driver in outside of Columbus. In this case, it was Mid-America. I come from Arkansas, and probably the attention to terrorist plots is not quite as significant there as it is in the urban areas. But everyone needs to be aware that there is a vulnerability, and the terrorists will go where we're weakest.
Asa Hutchison with us. He's the Undersecretary of Border and Transportation focus for the Homeland Security Department. Asa, a lot of folks are concerned that we continue to have trucks come across the border, particularly now with NAFTA kicking into gear. There's more commercial traffic coming from Mexico to the U.S., a more free flow of trucking, for example. That's one of the areas that are under your purview. What are we doing to make sure that commercial trucking, commercial business and transportation can continue, but at the same time we prevent folks from either bringing in illegals who may include terrorists among them or bringing in explosives and other damaging devices that could cause us harm? How do we make sure we're doing a good job and yet allow those trucks to flow through and bring us the goods and products that American consumers want?
Well, it is a challenge, and a number of things that we're doing. One, technology is sort of a key here. We are doing background checks on drivers, on trucking companies, and if we're satisfied as to their security arrangements, then we can have a dedicated lane, and we have a number of these fast lanes, as we call them, where whenever we have these more secure companies and drivers, that they can go through more rapidly, where we can concentrate our resources on those commercial vehicles that perhaps might pose a greater risk and have a higher level of inspection. So we're trying to balance targeting our resources on those vehicles that might pose a risk with moving them through quickly.
I know that you can't give us a lot of the specifics on the details of how this plot was actually uncovered, but can you kind of give us just a little bit about how you found out this particular man was involved in this particular effort to blow up a bomb at a shopping mall?
Well, it was last November, right before Thanksgiving, that it came to our attention that Nuruddin Abdi had a terrorist connection. I can't tell you where this information came from, but based upon that information, we took him into custody, and particularly concerned about plans to use an explosive device in a shopping mall. As the investigation continued, we determined that he had come into this country on an asylum claim that was totally false, misused our system. He had traveled to Africa to attend training camps for that purpose, to engage and learn about the violent jihad. And so as we developed the case, we presented it to the grand jury, and they returned an indictment. These are clearly allegations, but with his association with Iman Ferris, who's already pled guilty and received a 20-year sentence for his association with al-Qaeda. What we have are allegations that this new gentleman, Nuruddin Abdi, did engage in material support of al-Qaeda, and that's the basis of these charges.
Asa Hutchison with us, the Undersecretary of Border and Transportation for Homeland Security. In just the last 30, 45 seconds we've got, what can we do as American citizens to be more vigilant, to kind of help you guys out, Asa?
Well, I think America's great. They have a good balance between going about their everyday activities, enjoying the freedom, supporting law enforcement. Clearly, America just needs to be alert. We shopping malls, they have good security. They're doing a good job from a private security standpoint. But the public can be alert. If there's an unattended bag, notify law enforcement. If they see something totally out of line, let law enforcement know. Let us do our job. That's a good balance that we can achieve in America, and I think America understands that.
If you see something unusual, tell somebody about it. Don't later think, you know, I thought that was weird. Asa Hutchinson with us this morning. Great job. Congratulations on this one, and now get back to work and find some other ones.